I think so. I mean, wheat beers are usually light, both in gravity and in flavor, and in color. A lot of them lighter in color as well. And they're just nice and refreshing. And because they are light in alcohol, you can drink a couple, three of them without stumbling through a conversation or getting away from the table. Most of them are session beers, as they're known as. A session is where you go to a pub, you sit down, you have a conversation with your friends, and at the end of that session, if you've had session beers, you can get up and walk away and not stumble and.
Wheat is not in every beer.
That is correct.
Whose idea was it to put wheat in beer?
Well, wheat's been used in beer for centuries, if not millennia, because you brew with what you got, and if you've got wheat, you brew with that. Wheat has come in conflict with barley. Most of the beers that you drink are barley-based. Wheat has come in conflict with barley in the past because it turns out that people like to make other stuff with wheat, like bread. And you can't really make good bread out of barley. So, in fact, in some parts of Germany, it was made illegal through the Reinheitsgebot, which became known as the German Beer Purity Law in 1516, that was passed, that said that beer can only have barley, water, and hops. Now, back then, they didn't know that yeast was the secret ingredient that made beer work. So that, in a sense, was protecting the bakers so that people didn't make all these wheat beers and, they didn't have anything to eat. Thanks to the craft beer movement, we are seeing American examples of these wonderful beer styles back in the country, and American craft brewers are coming up with their own styles. And so we're seeing all kinds of stuff, which, is fodder for our conversations here.
Well,
So.
You have some examples of wheat beers that you enjoy.
I do, in fact. And what I want to do with our conversations is introduce people to American craft beers. I mean, if you want, like, for instance, this first style that we're going to talk about is Hefeweizen from Sierra Nevada in Chico, California. If you want a good example of a German Hefeweizen, you can get Franziskaner Hefeweizen, which is wonderful stuff. You can also find another American brewery called Flying Dog, and their Hefeweizen is called In Heat Wheat. So look for the interesting dog-related artwork on the label. But the Hefeweizen is one of the original German styles. It's been around for hundreds of years. Hefe means yeast. And if you look at the bottom of the bottle, you can see that there is a layer of sediment on the bottom of the bottle. That's yeast, and that's nothing to be afraid of. And you see yeast in the bottom of many bottle-conditioned beers. When you bottle condition a beer, and I hope I don't get too geeky, but when you sometimes I can't help it. When you bottle condition a beer, you put a little bit of extra sugar in the beer as you're bottling it. The yeast that's in suspension eats that sugar, does a fermentation right there in the bottle, turns the sugar into alcohol, a little bit of alcohol, and CO2. And since that CO2 can't escape because the bottle's capped, it carbonates the beer. With a Hefeweizen, and this is fun if you go to a German restaurant, there's kind of a ceremony of serving the Hefeweizen because they come to you with this big tall glass and they pour most of the beer out and they swirl vigorously the rest of the beer in the bottom of the bottle and they top your beer off and you get this nice cloudy effect and this nice big thick head of foam on top of your glass. And it's just a wonderful presentation. So this is a Sierra Nevada. They're famous for their pale ales, but they also do other good beers as well that are true to the style.
I can see why this would be popular on a day when it reaches 98 degrees.
Are we ready to go on to talk about the next style?
Yes. Also a wheat beer.
Also a wheat beer. This one comes from Belgium. The style does. The beer itself is Avery White Rascal, and that comes from Boulder, Colorado. This is a Belgian wit, and there is a very popular beer called Blue Moon. You might have heard of it.
Yes.
It is made by Coors, and it is based on the Belgian wit style as well. Taste of this one.
Do I smell it first? Is that
Oh
what you
yeah,
do?
you have to smell.
Now this smells. a little bit more like Fruit Loops to me.
Fruit Loops.
The cereal.
If you want a beer actually from Belgium, Hoegaarden is the beer that's probably the closest to the sort of original style that started this wave. Pierre Selles is the man who revived this style, and that is the brewery that came from his efforts. This, to me, doesn't have as much body as the Hefeweizen, and this actually has two kinds of orange peel. It's got a bitter orange peel and a sweet orange peel, and it has coriander.
So the orange peel literally ground up and put into the process?
Yeah, what they do is they have this giant stainless steel ball that's kind of like a tea ball strainer thing. Mm-hmm. And they, at the end of the boil, after the boil, when they're doing a whirlpool, which is how they separate the hops from the beer, they lower this stainless steel ball into the wort, the unfermented beer, and it has the two kinds of orange peel, and it has coriander. And you want to do that at the end of the boil because if you were to boil that for any length of time, the volatile flavor and aroma characteristics would be gone.
James Spencer is a home brewer, the creator of the DVD Basic Brewing, and the co-host of the podcast Basic Brewing Radio and Basic Brewing Video. He lives and works in Prairie Grove. You can find out more at basicbrewing.com. And there was a third bottle of wheat beer that James had on hand for our conversation.
Now, this third bottle has no label, and this might be hard to find in a liquor store.
Well, since there are only two more bottles left in the world, and they are at my house, and one is about to be consumed.
It's a homebrew James made using wheat and only wheat. To hear what inspired that creation and to see the actual recipe for his homebrew all-wheat beer, you can go to OzarksAtLarge.com. Also there, a list of the beers that James Spencer talked about during this conversation.